Welcome, folks, to the Robbie Fox Show. We talk the talk, walk the walk, from the first hour to the last. And on this strange journey called life, things happen that don't always come packaged with an explanation. So, have you seen the little guys walking around lately? You know what I'm talking about, right? Little Vienna sausages with arms, legs, and thick tails? You know what I'm saying? For any of you who don't get the joke, I'm talking about this new otter craze that's been taking the world by storm lately. Now, I'm not talking about the regular otter folk. We've had them for as long as I can remember. In fact, Jerry, one of the show's producers, is an otter, but he's nearly as tall as I am. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those little otters that just seem to come out of nowhere. I'm not quite sure exactly where they came from. Some people are claiming secret government experiments, weird sexual encounters with the river-dwelling feral otters. Not even sure if that rumor is possible, but that's just one I heard about. Some say the feral otters just up and decided one day that they wanted to be like us. Me? I have no clue where they came from, but what I do know is that everybody and their Uncle Harry wants one. The term demi-feral has been floating around. Some call them shorties. I don't know what to call them, and I have yet to know why everyone is going so crazy over them. They're just otters. Short otters, maybe, but otters, regardless. Okay, well, we invited one of them into the studio to hopefully explain the phenomenon to us. His name is apparently Ruddertail. Welcome to the Robbie Fox Show, Ruddertail.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ruddertail. This is my first time on a radio show. I'm 4 feet tall, and I like clams, seashells, and shiny little pebbles.
Okay. That was the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sometimes, when I'm really bored, I like to rub two pebbles together and listen to it. It's really relaxing and reminds me of my home back at the river. Have you ever been to a river, Mr. Robbie Fox?
Okay, maybe you should stop talking.
Oh, wait. Why? I thought you wanted me to talk about myself.
Oh my god. Don't cry. Look, I'll apologize. I'll even buy you some California rolls after the show. Will that make things better?
I like fish. I always put anchovies on my pizza. And I like California rolls, too. They feel super squishy in my webbies.
Webbies? Is that what you call your paws?
Yeah, all otters have webbies. We have webs on our webbies. See? See the webbies? These are my webbies, Mr. Robbie Fox.
Oh my god.
Are you upset again?
Oh, heck no. I've just never met someone like you before. Folks, I don't know how to explain it. There's just something so enchanting about these little guys.
I'm also super gay.
Well, that was an unexpected thing to just throw out there. But okay.
I like sucking cocks from regular anthros. I also like it when people do things to me. My dream is to be somebody's pet so that they give me all the clams and fish I want. The only problem is I haven't found anyone like that yet.
Haven't found someone, huh?
Yeah, I just want someone to love on and cuddle and talk to. But I just don't know who to ask. Do you know anyone who wants me, Mr. Robbie Fox?
I might, have a little room in my apartment that you can use.
Can I have the master bedroom?
Okay, it's yours.
Yay! Give me fishies on my pizza and clams, and let me cuddle you and suck your cock whenever I want, and I'll be a happy otter.
Yeah. Why don't you wait out in the green room for me, so I can breathe?
Okay.
Welp, I'm sold. Don't know why I ever doubted it, folks. The only thing is, I'm gonna have to work fish and clams into my budget now. We'll be back in 90 seconds with more broadcasting excellence on The Robbie Fox Show.